In early August, 48-year-old Michael Forgione told his mother that he was heading out to go crabbing in the brackish waters of Chilmark Pond. Carol Forgione, a nurse practitioner, wished him a good catch.
This is the pond. This is the entrance that he went into. And then the public entrance is just down the road.
Michael has since left the island, so he explained what happened next over the phone.
I was only knee-deep at most in the water ever, so it's not like it's that much water. But I felt the effects of it, I'd say within an hour of being out there.
Michael said he grew so tired, he lay down in a dinghy to take a nap.
And then I woke up and I maybe spent another hour. And then I just basically tried to get myself out of there. But I was probably lost for an hour and a half. I was just, it really screwed me up. And I drove home and then I was on the porch of my mother's house. And she came out and woke me up to go downstairs. And I couldn't walk.
By that time, I think it was lucky he managed to get home because he was so not himself right after that.
Michael, at 6'5 and 210 pounds, was irritable, with swollen hands, feet, and lower legs. He accepted Benadryl and a glass of water, but insisted his mother leave him alone on the front porch. So twice she went to bed, and twice she came back out to find him drifting in and out of consciousness.
And he was on the ground, like on here, and slumped over again. I woke him back up, and he was even more agitated, more confused. And I said, here, let me help you get up. Look at your feet. They're like crumpled. They're literally crumpled.
I felt like I was basically poisoned.
And then, a couple days later, we saw that article. It was a letter to the editor talking about the algae bloom in the Chilmark Pond, and this toxin can be excreted. And he and I looked at each other and said, oh my God, that's what happened.
Months later, Michael Forgione is still experiencing numbness and neurological symptoms. He appears to be the first locally known victim of a toxic cyanobacteria bloom, but it's unlikely he'll be the last. These blooms appear to be a growing threat in the more than 1,000 ponds across the Cape and Islands. And right now, all that prevents another person from getting sick is a patchwork quilt of monitoring systems that vary town by town.
So cyanobacteria are a naturally occurring part of a healthy aquatic ecosystem. And without intervention from human influences, they're largely not a problem.
This is Andrew Gottlieb, executive director of the Association to Preserve Cape Cod. It's a private nonprofit group that monitors cyanobacteria blooms for 3 of the 15 towns on the Cape. They also monitor ponds for private neighborhood associations that pay for the service. Gottlieb says cyanobacteria blooms are fueled by nitrogen and phosphorus, which are abundant on Cape Cod. Lawn fertilizers and backyard septic systems allow these nutrients to seep through the groundwater and into ponds. Mix that with increasing water temperatures because of climate change, and you create the perfect growing environment for cyanobacteria blooms.
So we're taking a species of algae that likes nutrient-rich waters that are warm, and we're providing both of those stimulus to them.
A cyanobacteria bloom often makes the water look like pea soup, a dense, bright green. And sometimes as the blooms break down, they release toxins, exposure to which has been known to sicken humans, like Michael Forgione, and kill dogs, birds, and fish. To Gottlieb, this is a potential public health disaster.
Much as you have an expectation that when you turn the tap on, that no matter what town you're in, you're obtaining water that is of the same minimum quality standards. The same thing ought to be true in terms of your degree of confidence that the safety of the water that you're swimming in or recreating on or taking your kids or dogs to is uniform across the Commonwealth.
Right now, the state has no requirement for towns to monitor ponds for cyanobacteria blooms. Tomorrow, we'll hear how towns left on their own are trying and sometimes failing to keep people safe. For CAI, I'm Eve Zuckoff.